I'm Music Soul Child. I was born in Philadelphia. It's a town full of soulful singers, a whole bunch of MCs, jazz musicians, poets, dancers. I definitely have music in the house. My dad mostly played a lot of music. He was a musician back in his day. A lot of my musical education came from the music that he played in the house. People like Donny Hathaway and James Brown and George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic and Sly and the Family Stone, you don't really hear that much. At least I didn't really hear that much of their music on the radio all the time. My dad would play it a lot, and it got under my skin, and I just couldn't shake it off. My mom just had a love for music. She just liked singing. You know, she's not, you know, you'll never see her, you know, signing up for American Idol or anything like that, but she, you know, she got a nice voice and she loves music. It was very challenging to balance being the oldest sibling and trying to find myself, because so many demands are being put on you as the oldest to look after your younger brothers and sisters. Even though I loved my brothers and sisters and I loved my parents and I wanted to look out and help out, but I had my own things to figure out about life. Being a creative person, you just seem to view life differently. Your senses are heightened, you know, your sense of vision, your sense of passion to pursue something bigger than you, to want to be innovative, to want to feed that need, that hunger that you have that you can't explain, and there's really nobody there to help you understand what it is. So yeah, it was a very challenging thing being the oldest of 9 children at the same time trying to figure out who you are. Music came to me, it was automatic. It wasn't really something that I had to think about, and it was something that I could always say, something I could always use to be proud of. Like, okay, I might not have any money, I might not, you know, come from a rich family, or I might not have a whole bunch of friends per se, but I know that I could be proud of myself because I'm good at something that's natural to me. When I got older and started really learning the meaning of a dollar, you know, and what I had to do to provide for myself, and I learned that this was something that I could actually make a living off of. That's when my focus kind of changed for it. But ultimately, just, you know, I've always tried to find whatever I could do to generate more and more motivation to get better and better at it so that I can get more and more out of it. And it's not really a money thing, is, you know, per se, you know, money thing, that's a reality. We need money to survive. But artistically, that's really what my main focus was, because I wanted to live up to, you know, the people that came before me that built the house of music, of soul music ultimately. And I wanted to be a valid contributor to that, to the legacy of soul music.